RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for the Commander's Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game.
The Commander's lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
I got a lot of really good stuff to get to today. Guys are back in the lineup. Terry's back. What a difference Terry McLaurin makes, especially down the stretch there. They were snap counting him for a little while, and I was like, screw it. Game's on the line. Let's get Terry out there. Zach Ertz game. Man, that was fun to watch Zach Ertz have a game. Turn back the clock a little bit. 10 catches, 106 yards. What, 3 yards after the catch? My jaw dropped the one time he did it. He can do yards after the catch. Just a couple of them, though. And a record-setting night for him.
Second and 8 after the gate of 2. Quick hitter to Zach Ertz, center of the field. Crosses into Denver territory at the 46. That was his second catch for Zach Ertz, which means he just passed Shannon Sharpe for the 5th most catches by any tight end in NFL history.
Man, and he's going about it the right way. I didn't realize how good Ertz was until we got him here, and you see all the numbers that he's been put up. Hall of Fame. We're talking about a Hall of Famer in Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah. Are we talking about a Hall of Famer in Zach Ertz? I don't know. That's a very good question. It's not the Hall of Very Good. It's not the Hall of Great. It's the Hall of Fame. Is he in there? I think he's got a compelling argument. Does Jason Witten have a compelling argument? Yes. Jason Witten has a compelling argument. There a lot of tight ends starting to put up numbers. If you're doing greatest tight ends ever, I think you're probably starting with Tony Gonzalez and Gronk. And then you're doing your tier two of like right nipping at their heels, which is going to be obviously Travis Kelce, your Antonio Gateses of the world. And Shannon Sharpe, I mean, to catch him, that's impressive. Zach Ertz is right there in that group. Really, really good football players. Congrats to him. He's been a great pickup. He's been great for Jaden Daniels. He's been great for a decimated receiving core this year. Terry comes back. Zach Ertz has a career game. Do you think that's a coincidence? That's not even a little bit of a coincidence. No way. Another guy who I think is having a really nice second half of the season. Now, Zach Ertz, I don't think he's going to be here next year. But I said that last year. Maybe he'll swing back. A guy who I think will be here next year, Jeremy McNichols.
See if they can get some more yardage here. Third and 13 at the Broncos 39. McNichols is the back to the right of Mariota, who walks up to Tyler Biadasz. He's changing the play. Moves McNichols to his left. Three wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off to McNichols. Gets out of two tackles, spins to the left, 30, 25, and he's got a first down, the 23-yard line. Every game, Jeremy McNichols makes a play.
McPlaymaker is what I'm going to start to call it, because all he does is, like you said, make plays. Jeremy McNichols, refuses to be denied. I love the play call on a third and long situation. Got the Broncos mugging up in the gaps, thinking you're going to throw the football, and you run the ball down their throat.
I love it when you're like, why did MP pick this clip? And then all of a sudden, London yells out, I'm a comic playmaker. Like, that's why MP picked that clip. I love London Fletcher. He's on the call. Brent Weinstein is on the call alongside him. They are the Commanders Radio Network, and you hear them every game right here on the home for the Washington Commanders, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Jeremy McNichols has been on 10 NFL teams in his career. Was drafted in the fifth round in 2017. That was 8 years ago. That is about expiration date time for a running back, but also not a lot of tread on those tires. Never been a starting running back. Never been a, like, tote the rock a million times in a season kind of guy. Career carry stats. Last season was the most carries he's ever had in his career. 55 in Washington for 261 yards. I think he'd keep playing football. I think he plays good football. I think he almost had the game-winning play. We'll get to that in a bit. Another guy who I want to be here next year, who maybe the team didn't want to be here this year. You remember there were cut day rumors around him. Here's Noah Igbinoghene.
Denver's already converted a 3rd and 10. Here's a 3rd and 5 at the Washington 15-yard line. Nick's in the gun. Bidet is his back. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. He'll throw. Washington brings four. Throws underneath to Pat Bryant. Broken up by Noah Igbinoghene. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
Nice job by Noah Igbinoghene. Squeezing that in-breaking route. And is able to get his hand on there and break up that pass. Are the Broncos going to opt to go for it on fourth down?
All right. Let's talk about Bo Nix for a second. I was pretty hard on him yesterday. I was pretty hard on him online Sunday night. I thought Bo Nix did not rise to the moment. They had had 2 weeks to prepare. I think Sean Payton very clearly wanted Bo Nix to have a moment on Sunday Night Football, much as Sam Darnold did a few weeks ago when he was here on Sunday Night Football. And I'm not backing off of that. Bo Nix did not rise to the moment. But also, on further review, his receivers kind of sucked. They were dropping some passes. They were not giving him a lot of help. Is that everything? No. You know, ask Jayden Daniels about what it's like not having receivers. You still got to play. You still get evaluated. But it was more of a holistic failing by the offense than I thought it was. The Commanders' defense did a fantastic job of shutting down the run. We'll get to that over and over today. And they make them one-dimensional. If Bo Nix had wanted to beat them, he could have. He was given opportunities. This Commanders' defense was clearly keying on the run. Bo Nix didn't. And I think this may be one of those really important games for Denver fans. You look back and say, other teams were watching this. Other teams were taking notes. They're going to do that to these guys. Doesn't hurt to have the pass rush back. Frankie Louvu, let's call his name in a positive way. Let's do it.
Big play here for the Washington defense. 3rd and 8 at their 10. Nix in the gun. Bidet is the back. Engram is split out to the left. Bunch formation to the right. Here's the snap to Nix. Washington brings four. Pocket collapsing. Preston Smith has him. He's able to get out of his grasp. Backing up. Tries to get rid of it. Ball's on the ground. Is that a fumble?
And is it still?
Washington did not jump on it. Now they finally called it incomplete. As Nix was falling to the ground, he tried to throw it into Frankie Louvu. And the ball is ruled incomplete. It looked like it might have been a fumble initially.
I learned how Tyler Bidet's name was pronounced. Spelling B-A-D-I-E. When you think you know something, you don't know anything. Fire up one more real quick, because I want to talk about how good this defense was. You can't do that without talking about Daron Payne.
Up to the line they go. Three wide receivers in the bunch inside the numbers here on a 1st and 10. Hand off Harvey, met by Daron Payne in the backfield and stuffed for a 4-yard loss.
Stars being stars, that's where it starts. Right, the offense, when it was shaky, Jayden Daniels wasn't being a star. Terry McLaurin wasn't out there being a star. So now you're leaning on other guys who are maybe getting a little more defensive emphasis than they would normally, having to become stars, and they're not quite rising to that occasion. And then you've got your guys who come in, your Jalen Lanes, who play one snap every once in a while. Now they're having to play 10 snaps, and they're not ready for that. The whole thing hinges on stars. It's a star-driven league in the NFL. Steelers thought they had one, Aaron Rodgers. You can check in with them, ask him how that's going. Marcus Mariota. Not a star, but lists the team well enough to let Terry McLaurin be a star, which I'll get to that in a second, but I want to finish the point with the defense here real quick. Daron Payne is a bona fide NFL star. He gets paid like one. He's built like one. He should be one. Frankie Louvu gets paid like a star, has speed like a star, needs to be one for this team to be good, was last year. The stars showed up yesterday, and that made everybody else's job easier down the line. Did it help that Bo Nix appeared to forget where he was at times? Yes. Did it help that the receivers dropped passes? Yes. But the stars were stars. Daron Payne was very good. Behind him, Frankie Louvu was very good. Was Bobby Wagner great? No, he wasn't. He wasn't the Bobby Wagner we all want to run through that door. That guy's not running through that door. Did he get an interception? Heck yeah, he got an interception in the fourth quarter too, when it matters. And I'm not gonna mad at a guy for getting an interception. That's the good stuff right there. He's still playing 100% of snaps. We still got to fix that, but that's a cause for another day. Let's get to the offense. We'll blow through the break here. Let's get to the offense because I want to do a little Marcus Mariota real quick. He's such a good backup quarterback because backup quarterbacks normally can't do tricks like this.
Early parts of this drive, Terry McLaurin wasn't on the field, just ran it onto the field here. He's got one target, no catches yet in his return to play, first time in a month. Second down and 9 at the Denver 22-yard line. In motion, Chris Moore. Here's the snap to Mariota. Denver brings 4. There's Terry in the seam. The 15 bounces off a defender and down at the 10. A big catch and a first and goal at the 10-yard line.
3 guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Terry McLaurin win it on a slant route.
Let's review what happened here. Terry McLaurin came. He didn't play a lot in the first quarter of this game. He comes in. You heard in the background, the whole stadium is chanting, Terry, Terry, Terry. The Broncos know who the ball's going to. That's a lock. You call a route where he's going to have half a second where he's available to catch the pass. It's going to be a timing situation. You're going to have to deliver it right into that spot. If you don't, it very much could be intercepted because, again, the Denver Broncos know Terry McLaurin is getting the ball here on this play. That's the only possible outcome here. And my guy delivers it. A very nice pass. Little shades of the guy who got picked in the first round of the NFL draft right there. Very impressive throw by Marcus Mariota. That's what you need out of your backup. Oh, and as a bonus, call now. There's more. He's got wheels.
It's Benito, Allen, Cooper standing up here, and that's all they're going to bring. Here's Mariota with time. Moving to his right. Is he going to take off? He will. 50, 45, into Denver territory, and he rushes for a first down, down to the 42-yard line. They gave him way too much space, and he exploited it.
Yeah, he's good. He's a great backup quarterback. I'm so glad we have him. And also, look, no nice way to sugarcoat this. He's a backup quarterback in the NFL.
That's what happened to Mariota on a second down at 6. Plenty of time, steps up. Now he's running into traffic, and then throws it into traffic down the field to Dre Greenlaw. Picks it off at the 10 to the 25-30 and cut down at the 32-yard line. Very dangerous ball by Mariota. He had plenty of time, walked into a collapsing pocket, and then just chucked it up for grab.
Dude wasn't even looking. He wasn't even looking when he threw the ball. Was he trying to throw it away? We'll never know. He did throw it away later in the game. It was ruled intentional grounding. We'll talk about that. First little palate cleanser before we go to break, though. Great game for Mariota overall. You're going to take that. You're going to take that performance 10 times out of 10 from your backup quarterback, even with the dumb interception, even not getting the two-point conversion at the end. You're going to take that every single time. Here's Zach Ertz also having a good game.
Second down and 11. Empty backfield for Mariota. 3 wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Pumps. Looks. Time. Throws one up into the seat towards Zach Ertz. That is caught at the 22-yard line. A perfect throw from Mariota to Ertz. And a first down at the Denver 23.
He got a first down to Ertz, but he could have had a touchdown to Chris Moore if he takes him. There is nobody going with Chris Moore across the field. But, you know, you take a nice completion, though.
You take it. He's a backup quarterback. You take it. He's a really good backup quarterback. I like him a lot. Commanders Rewind on the Fan every Tuesday rolls on right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
A couple of quickies before we get to the good part of the game. And this game went off the rails at the end. Love it. We're not wrong often, but when we're wrong, we own up to it. We're professionals around here. I said the Washington Commanders have been eliminated from playoff contention. Joe Ferreira, NFL, says the Commanders have not officially been eliminated from playoff contention. I confused two concepts. The Commanders have been eliminated from wild card contention. They cannot be the wild card team. Because they still play the Eagles twice, the Commanders could finish at 8-9. The Eagles also could still finish at 8-9. In that scenario, if the Cowboys finished below 8-9, which is also still possible, the Commanders would have the tiebreaker on the Eagles. So if the Commanders win every game the rest of the year and the Eagles lose every game the rest of the year and the Cowboys don't get hot, Washington would be your 8-9 NFC East champs. Just something to watch for this weekend. Something to keep in mind as you watch the games this weekend. All right, now we've got our rooting interests. Here's a play of the whole game, and we'll get to the good part in a second, but this is too good not to play. You know what play it is. Treylon Burks in the corner of the end zone.
Third and goal at the 5. They're 5 for 6 on third down. Can they make it 6 for 7? Mariota throwing a fade route.
Oh, my gosh!
Burks, one-handed catch! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal grab by Burks!
Are you serious, Trey Burks? Who needs two hands when you can go up and make a one-handed snag and grab like that?
That was filthy. That was the most disgusting thing.
Oh, I think they were fired up about that one. Odell Beckham, Treylon Burks, great touchdown catch for him. And that's, you've heard that story. A first-round draft pick out of Tennessee. We're going to bring back his career. Will it work? Who knows? But I love that he's getting a chance here. Hope he turns into something. Glad they gave him a chance. Glad he made that catch. Incredible, catch. I played a dumb moment by Marcus Mariota. It happens to quarterbacks, even quarterbacks like Bo Nix, who are the subject of intense national praise at all times, despite not having actually backed that up, just having the fortune to be on a good team. This is as tough an interception as you're ever going to see the quarterback of a 10-2 team throw.
14-13 to go, fourth quarter. Denver by six. In motion, Pat Bryant. Nix is in the gun. His fullback, Prentice, is the back next to him. Here's the snap. Washington Bridge four. Pressure coming.
Oh! Picked up by Bobby Wagner at the 40. Dropped down at the 36. An interception for Bobby Wagner. And a needed turnover for Washington.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, so we are thankful for that pass right into the hands Bobby Wagner. Thank you, Bo Nix. Thank you.
Lennon Fletcher, Bram Weinstein, and a little Logan Paulson sprinkled in on the Washington Commanders radio network. It's Commanders Rewind. You listened to the game, and now you listen to it again with us on Tuesday mornings as we break it down. A little Colson Yankoff in there. It's good to see him. I think he's been a great young player for these guys as well. Some weird officiating happens, and then Mariota starts running the ball successfully, and then all of a sudden, he is not running the ball successfully. They stuff him. That leads to 3rd and 21. We're inside 4 minutes. Commanders are down three. They're in their own territory, and they come really, really close to getting the play that they need.
Mariota in the gun. McNichols to his left. Terry's out to the left. Three wide receivers to the right. Denver brings four. Mariota steps up, pumps, throws one down the middle of the field. He has it. Oh!
Man, Zachert! Oh, he got knocked out of his hands as he tried to come down with it at the Denver 35-yard line. It looked like a perfect strike from Mariota to Ertz, and they could not complete it.
All right, here's my Bo Nix kind. I'm just rolling past that. He's Zach Ertz. He's really good. Sometimes he drops it. It happened a couple times during the game. He doesn't get any yards after the catch. Sometimes he drops it. You're getting what you pay for it. You're getting good value. He's Zach Ertz. Marcus Mariota with a strike on that play, by the way. It's 3 minutes, 41 seconds to go in the game. Broncos ball up three on their own 29-yard line. Josh Allen doesn't let the other team see the field again. Jaden Daniels last year doesn't let the other team see the field again. Patrick Mahomes, every year except this year, doesn't let the other team see the field again. You're going to win a Super Bowl. When you get an opportunity to slam that door shut, you slam that door shut. Bo Nix doesn't slam the door shut. Throws an incompletion off of a timeout on 3rd and 4. They call timeout to drop the play for him. He still misses on 3rd and 4. Some tough timeout usage there from the Broncos. All of a sudden, Commanders have the ball. 3 minutes to go. Driving for the win, need 85 yards. Field goal ties, touchdown wins. Let's fire this thing up.
They got two downs to get 25 yards, or at least get into what would be reasonable field goal range, which is a ways to go, really, from here. They got to get two downs to get 25 yards. 59 seconds on the clock. 3rd and 25. Here's a snap to Mariota. Steps up away from the pressure. Rolling to his right. Throws to McLaurin, who's open, and goes out of bounds in Denver territory at around the 45-yard line. So on 3rd and 25, they're able to gain 19 of it. It gives them a reasonable shot here, a 4th and 6, and the clock stops with 52 seconds to go.
And this is just Mariota making a play, being able to buy times, avoid the rush, step up in the pocket, keeps his eyes down the field and finding the open.
Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury as well. That's what you do. You don't eat the elephant all at once, bite by bite, right? 25 yards, get 19 of it, set you up for the Zach Ertz catch. You're in field goal range. Weird sequence of events here down the stretch where they take their last timeout with 22 seconds left. Now, I had thought they were in field goal range at this time. They were at the 27. That's a 44-yarder. That's not a gimme for Washington ever, but that's a kick your kicker should be expected to make, 44 yards. There's 22 seconds left. They call their last timeout. This doesn't feel right. You should run the clock down to 0-1 and then call timeout, kick the game winner. But Cliff Kingsbury wants to keep running plays, and he gets Marcus Mariota to run, and then he throws, and then he kind of intentionally throws it away, which is weird because we got the whole intentional grounding thing going on, which is, you know, we'll talk about the officiating in the next segment. It's an adventure. Like, any of those plays could have ended with him being sacked. The clock runs out, the game ends, and Mariota wasn't going to run 22 yards for a touchdown. He got 12. He gets you a shorter field goal. I guess I can't complain. It's a 32-yarder instead of a 44-yarder. Look, white-knuckle it. It's a Washington Commanders field goal. These aren't givens.
So Jake Moody is on here to send this one to overtime. It's going to be from 32 yards out from the left hash mark. New long snapper Zach Treiner, eighth team he's played with. Holders Tressway, Jake Moody, one for one so far as a Commander from 32 to send it to overtime. Snaps good, holds down, kicks up. It is good. We go to overtime with Denver.
We go to overtime as well on Commander's Rewind. One more segment. We'll crosstalk with AWOD. We'll get you off to AWOD Radio. We'll do it all on the other side of this break. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We're in overtime. It's Commander's Rewind, where we look back at the game on Tuesday. Bram Weinstein, along with London Fletcher, on the call. You heard it right here on 910 The Fan. We're going late night. We're going to overtime. Confusing sequence down the stretch, but also so good to see the playmakers back out there making plays. Zach Ertz making catches, Terry McLaurin making catches, Deebo Samuel out there making catches. We'll get some false starts here in overtime. First drive of overtime. Man, Bo Nix gets the job done. I don't think Bo Nix gets the job done. Evan Engram, 41-yard reception on the stat sheet. Bo Nix throws it 3 yards. Evan Engram runs 38 yards. R.J. Harvey runs it in for a touchdown. You've probably picked up that I wasn't impressed by Bo Nix during this game. I gave the apology. His receivers were bad, too. But in crunch time, it's time to win a game. It's time to secure this number one seed in the AFC. They don't let Bo Nix throw it downfield in the overtime. They're sticking with the run game. They're sticking with the blocking, the things they do. The Commanders, by the way, were also very good in the run game. And credit to Cliff Kingsbury, that's not a thing he does. It's not a thing he's known for. But dang if he can get that offensive line moving during the break. That's the best game this offensive line has had this season, full stop. And to have it coming out of the bye is very encouraging to everybody. So we're in overtime. It's 4th and 6. It doesn't start great for these guys, but we get a little little assistance from the officiating.
4th and 6 at the Denver 41. Mariota in the gun. McNichols is his back. Debo comes in motion from right to left. Joins Terry McLaurin. Zach Ertz, Treylon Burks to the right. Here's the snap. Denver brings 4. Mariota in trouble. Running to the right. Pulled down from behind. He stays on his feet. Just throws it up into the air. And that is picked off by Jade Barrett. And now a late flag comes. There might be a pass interference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The ball is intended for Jeremy McNichols. Somehow Marcus Mariota got out of a sack.
That's a pass interference.
A second flag is thrown. This may keep the game alive.
Oh, that's pass interference.
Mariota desperately just threw the ball towards McNichols. It was popped up in the air and intercepted, but this may be a pass interference on
pass
Denver.
Interference. Defense number 9. Let's start at the front of the foul.
All right, that one's owed. A terrible intentional grounding call at the last drive of the fourth quarter. Even Terry McCauley on the broadcast was like, yeah, that's wrong. End of the first half, the Broncos got screwed over. They made them use 2 timeouts off a dead ball. Even though there was a penalty to continue it. I said, why wouldn't the Commanders just game and just keep false starting if the refs are going to make them call timeout off a dead ball false start? Not a great season for NFL officiating across the board. That continues. That's all right. The drive continues. Stars being stars. Here's Debo.
3rd and 14. Snap to Mariota. He's got time. Chucks it up for a shot like Debo. Samuel gets it at the 10. He's pulled down right at the 1-yard line. 39-yard connection between Mariota and Debo.
Debo's coming. Who? Debo. Man, you talk about taking your shot down the field. We haven't really been able to get explosive plays against this Broncos defense all game. But you talk about a timely throw down the sideline. Debo comes up with a big catch.
I loved this overtime. Both teams throwing haymakers. Are the Commanders good? No, their roster's decent at best. They're 3-9. Is Cliff Kingsbury able to drop a winner on a sheet of paper? Yeah, he is. And he's calling his winners. Is the Broncos defense really good? Yeah, they are. That was a heavyweight fight. Back and forth. Really, really fun overtime to watch. Here is the first of 2 Terry McLaurin overtime touchdowns.
To the left. 3rd and 4. Here's a snap to Mariota. Steps up. Throws one. Center of the field. Wide open, Terry McLaurin. Caught. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Mariota to McLaurin!
And a flag. Hold on. What's the flag? We got a flag.
Moving. Oh! Offense number 72. 10-yard penalty. 3rd down.
Oh, it's coming back.
No, the referees give, the referees take away. Here's what was funny to me. Terry McLaurin, first half, like, he's coming in sporadically. They're picking their spots. Every time Terry runs in, the crowd's just going nuts. Terry. They force feed him the ball. Yeah, he's only going to be out there for a few snaps. They're going to make every one of them count. I don't know if he said something to Cliff. I don't know if Cliff said something to him. I don't know if it was just understood. There were 90 offensive snaps, which is an insane number of offensive snaps. Terry ends up playing 46 of them, almost all of those, fourth quarter and overtime. There comes a point where just, hey, it's overtime. I'm going to be out there. You're not keeping me from being out there. All the debate, should have traded him. He's a bum. He's not thinking of the team. And I'm not weighing in on any of that. I'm just saying, when you have star players, they make a difference. They make a difference to everybody all the way down the roster. What did we talk about at the defense of the starter rewind? Daron Payne was a star. And Frankie Louvu, who hadn't been a star this year, was a star. He's getting paid to be a star. He was a star. What happened? Everybody else got better as a result of that. Terry McLaurin's on the field being a star. Every single guy got better. The offensive line got better because Terry McLaurin was on the field. And yeah, he caught the touchdown in overtime.
Here we go.
It comes down to this.
4th and goal, just inside the Denver 4. Mariota's in the gun. The back is McNichols. Two wides to the right, two to the left. Burks goes in motion. Here's the snap. Mariota throws to Terry McLaurin. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! A slant to Terry that gives Washington the opportunity to tie or go for a win.
They're going for two.
Hey, three guarantees in life. Death, Texas, and Terry McLaurin winning on the slant route.
London Fletcher is fired up. There's a lot of decision points in this game. A lot of, you know, do you punt? Do you go for it? Do you kick the field goal? Early on in the game, we talked about that one, right? Do you kick the field goal or do you punt? Or do you go for it on that long fourth down? I'm fine with not making the new kicker kick a 50-plus yarder as his first kick in the swirling wind, in the cold. That's exactly where you need to go for two. There's really no debating at all. If you kick the extra point, you're kicking off to the Broncos with 4 minutes left, and the next score wins. And by the way, they just sliced and diced you on the previous possession. You're playing for a tie. If you kick the extra point, the best thing that can happen to you would be a tie, or Bo Nix loses his mind and throws it to Bobby Wagner again. Feels like a weird thing to gamble on in crunch time, although crazier things have happened. Going for two is the most obvious call here. And we broke this play down earlier because I knew I wouldn't have time to fully break it down right now. This is a good play call. This is a great defensive call. They bring a zero blitz out of their back pocket they haven't shown all day. They get in their face. They make the play. But, man, credit to the Commanders. This feels like a potential turning point that they'll be able to build off of. I think they can win against the Vikings this weekend. If they play like this, they will beat the Vikings this weekend. They can hang with the Cowboys. Who knows what Eagles team shows up on any given day? Only team that can beat the Eagles is the Eagles. But maybe they will. Maybe we all feel really good at the end of December. It's at least in play. Here's a two-point conversion.
Ball's marked at the two. Two-point conversion for the game. In motion, Jeremy McNichols joins Marcus Mariota in the backfield. Three wide receivers to the left. For the game,
there
blitz
it is.
Coming. Mariota,
and it gets batted out of the air by Nick Bonito, and Denver is going to win 27-26. Mariota was backing up. He threw the ball. Bonito got up in the air and swatted it out of the sky, and Denver gets their ninth straight win.
That's all right. Everybody leaves feeling good. What was it, Dan Quinn? Scars are deep, but they'll make us a better team. I think they'll be a better team because of games like this where you get the momentum. Dan Quinn also said he may return as his role as defensive play caller next year. He hadn't thought about it yet, but it's possible that he'll run it back. I think there's a lot of interesting moving parts there. I think as the coaching carousel starts to spin, I'm hearing a lot less of Cliff Kingsbury's name than I thought I would. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they're running it back full crew next year. If they can get a couple wins late in the season, I think everybody can feel good about that decision. Tell you a decision I feel good about. We're going to crosstalk with AWOD. We're going to send you off to 3 hours of live and local radio. We got to hang out with our guy Grant Paulson at the game. Jeeps will be on the radio later today. It's Grant and Danny. It starts at 3 right here on your home for the Washington Commanders in Richmond. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.